With equal quickness, the hunter leaps into his saddle, and in spite of the kicking of the captive, keeps his seat, till, being wearied out with his efforts, the horse submits to the guidance of his new master, and is reduced to complete obedience.
But, Uncle Thomas, are all horses originally wild? I have heard that Arabia is famous for raising horses.
Arabia has for a long time been noted for the beauty and speed of its horses. It is not strange, however, that the Arabian horse should be the most excellent, when we consider the care and kindness with which it is treated. One of the best stories which I have ever heard of the love of an Arabian for his steed is that related of an Arab from whom an English officer wished to purchase his horse. The animal was a bright bay mare, of fine form and great beauty, and the owner, proud of her appearance and qualities, paraded her before the Englishman's tent until she attracted his attention. On being asked if he would sell her,
"What will you give me?"
was the reply. "That depends upon her age. I suppose she is past 5.
"Guess again," said he.
4.
"Look at her mouth," said the Arab with a smile.
On examination, she was found to be about 3.